T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's talk politics here in Minnesota as we see what happens at the state level for their special session. And today, Blois, I understand there's going to be a media advisory coming out from our House of Representatives. Well, we know the advisory came out, but it's regarding apparently a media availability today, I understand.
Yeah, DFLers in the House will kick off today with an 11 o'clock news conference about the legislative response on the George Floyd homicide. And it'll include the Speaker, the Majority Leader, Carlos Mariani, Representative Rena Moran, who we don't talk about a lot, but she was on that deadly force task force that Harrington and Ellison led. And so I would expect that they would begin to outline the legislative agenda for the upcoming special session from the House position. That would make some sense that they would start to lay out that position, and then the Senate would probably be more likely to respond to the House as well. But there was a Republican Senator, Bill Ingebrigtsen, on that task force as well. And so it'll be interesting to see kind of how each side shapes their legislative agenda going into this special session, which will be in about 11 days.
What's the governor's schedule today?
He's kept it fluid, and they say that he'll give an update on public safety at 2 o'clock today. And we know we have a curfew again tonight that starts at 10 o'clock, so I would expect that the governor's office would have the same cadence they've had the last few nights. The large crowds have obviously dispersed at night, but I have heard multiple very credible reports of kind of person-on-person crime and some other issues with crime. And so I think that's where they're going to start to try to not just deal with the bigger crowds, but to start to make some of these neighborhoods that don't feel safe right now try to feel safe and make sure some local police are in there.
Let me ask you about businesses that were shut down to the pandemic as we switch gears a little bit. But yesterday was a significant day here in Minnesota.
Yeah, reopenings. Yours truly got a haircut, which I had put in my request early, so that helped. Patios had reopened. But even I think Adam Carter put out a tweet that, you know, the patio he went to was about 60% full on a beautiful night for the first hour and a half, and then it dispersed. And so one of the challenges here is going to be, do customers and guests come back to these establishments, and how fast do they? I think this week will be an interesting test. I know we expect storms tonight, so that takes away patio seating. But I expect further guidance from the governor later this week on other elements of the economy kind of reopening. We've really forgot about that, but don't forget that was the buzz just 10 days ago. That was the thing that we were all talking about, is how do we reopen our economy? And I do know that it's on the administration's mind and legislators' mind.
Well, I have to believe the salons are getting tons of reservations, at least from what I can gather early on from people I've talked to. It sounds like the people want to get in there. You just can't get as many as they usually could.
Yeah, that's, I think, part of it. You know, it was packed. The woman who cuts my hair said they're booked until middle of next week solid, but then it starts to open up. And then I talked to somebody else who said that the Great Clips out this way, you know, was booked for about 9 to 10 days straight up, and then there's starting to be some openings. So if people are patient, and they've been patient this long, they can probably wait a few more days. Not to mention, we know there are a lot of homemade haircuts over the last few weeks.
Blois, getting back to what's going on here in the Twin Cities, yesterday was a big day, and people are talking about it this morning regarding the two autopsy results.
Yeah, I think we all have to begin to prepare ourselves for what I think is going to be framed up as one of these kind of trial of the century moments. Think of the focus that's going to be on this trial of Officer Derek Chauvin and anybody else, Keith Ellison trying the case. One of the things to think about is Minnesota does not have cameras in the courtroom, and there has been a push to put cameras in the courtroom, and the national attention that's going to be on this case, that pressure to put cameras in the courtroom is going to be greater and greater. So just as you look forward, think about how this trial is going to be covered nationally, how Minnesota is going to be the focus for several months here, not just politically, but legally.
What is the Minnesota Freedom Fund?
Freedom Fund is a organization that is designed to help people who are protesting or civilly disobedient. It was set up, and they've raised over $2 million to help with bail of protesters. It's somewhat controversial in that the idea that we're funding bail money for protesters, so more encouraging people. But the idea is that, you know, people shouldn't feel like they can't protest if they can't afford their bail money. Of course, the misdemeanor citations that the peaceful protesters are getting for curfew violations are essentially getting, those people are just essentially getting booked and getting a ticket, and then they'll have to pay it. It'll be interesting to see how they raise money to pay those funds and those penalties as well.
Speaking of raising money, boy, it looks like you're really getting a heck of a response. I was talking yesterday here on this show, on WCCO's morning show, about the Lake Street Council and the donations for rebuilding Lake Street small businesses. Last time I looked, though, well, it looked like over $2.5 million.
Yes, I think that is going to come together. I think there's some more conversations behind the scenes, not to mention if you think about Minnesota's large corporate players. Dave, just to sharpen the pencil on it, I think that what we know from riots in other cities over the years like this, and the destruction that comes with them, that if you don't rebuild quickly, you lose those neighborhoods. And I think that there is a sense that we want to do everything we can to not lose those neighborhoods. In fact, Nick Halter has a story. I don't know if he's on with you later, but he had a story about how quickly they think they can open one of the Aldi's. Target has said they think they can open the Lake Street Target within just a few months. I know people are out there cleaning and painting and taking down graffiti or covering up graffiti already. So I think that is a next critical catalyst, is how quickly we rebuild these neighborhoods, and especially not just the big stores, but making sure that some of those small businesses have the resources. And I do know that people in the business community are meeting behind the scenes to figure out how to fund that and capitalize it.
We love LakeStreet.com, by the way, if you want to be part of that drive that's raised a lot of money so far. Blois, thanks. How do I get your email?
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake, and you can sign up right there.
He's Blois Olson here on WCCO. Still to come this morning, we'll talk with Major General John Jensen of the Minnesota National Guard. We'll talk to the Chief of Police, Todd Axtell, out of St. Paul. And we'll talk with Nicole Hill about the Postal Service and resumption of operations here in those areas that were affected. That's all straight ahead on WCCO's Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.